This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A prominent Denver tattoo artist and muralist was one of five people who were killed in a mass shooting that spanned Denver and Lakewood Monday night. Alicia Cardenas' family confirmed her death. She was the owner of Sol Tribe Custom Tattoo and Body Piercing. Poet Bobby Lefebvre says she was a beloved collaborator to many.
She was always down to listen. She was always down to share. She led with indigenous principles. So she was about community and communal offering. She's connected so many people together and been a light for this community for a long, long time.
Police believe the gunman had personal connections to most of the people who were shot on Monday. Five people were killed by the gunman and two were sent to the hospital. Road repairs on Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon are now done. The work was needed after mudslides over the summer damaged the highway. Next, crews are preparing to remove debris from the Colorado River so water can flow through the canyon. That will reduce the risk of flooding before the snow starts to melt and rush into the river in the spring. Drivers should expect eastbound lane closures after 8 a.m. most days so trucks can haul material out. A vital search and rescue service on the Western Slope is celebrating its 20th year. The all-volunteer Mesa County Search and Rescue Ground Team works to locate and aid people in the rugged backcountry. Team member Janine Camp says people are often embarrassed to need help.
Almost always the first thing that we hear is, "We're so sorry, we're so sorry." Even people that get hurt, "Oh, I'm so sorry." It's like, "No, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. You got me out of doing dishes, man."
The team, which goes on around 60 missions per year, is looking for new volunteers. Applications are open until the end of the year. This is CPR News and KRCC.